This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one would say J.J. Barea. I was like, what? Would J.J. Barea get a player to win? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas?
I'm going to have a name.
Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher around than Mason, Martin, Margiela.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Global losers. Dude. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The doo-doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick.
He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby.
This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas live on Facebook. Over here and
over there as well.
No, Facebook's to the right, but we're also live on Facebook and Periscope. Our Periscopians, so look, we're double
what's up, buddy?
What's
good? I don't know which way to look.
I know
I'm gonna have whiplash.
By you guys covered on in. I'm following everybody on Periscope because this is from Periscopians, and then Big Shot, and I think Mr. 315 is following people on Facebook.
What's going on?
If I'm not mistaken.
Somebody please turn the volume down on whichever device you are watching the show from.
I think it's on that one.
Oh, gosh. Can we reach over there and turn the volume down on?
It should be on the screen top here. Or the bottom.
Watch me touch it and it messes up and we get disconnected. That's kind of how it goes.
Usually.
It seems like.
I think it's below it. No, that's going to stop it. Look below. Sorry. There we go. All right. Somebody, he's got it. No, go ahead. You got it. Go ahead. Yeah, it's now on the bottom.
Right here?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, shit. That was the one that turned it off. I guess we lost Facebook.
Oh, shit.
No, just hit the button.
Yeah, it cut off on me.
It cut off?
Broadcast interrupted.
Yeah. Damn.
All right. Well, we'll get that one started. Don't worry. But before we do,
shit. Sorry.
You know, no, it's okay. So going into the show today, we'll be back on Facebook. Don't worry about that. We'll get back on there. Before we do though, let's go into a new segment we'll do on our regular show here. It is going to be hot sauce. We're going to start doing on this show where we're going to debate some things and talk about some things. Because I know everybody loves hot sauce when we do the video.
I know I do.
So, hot sauce this week. Crawford is playing. All right, anyway, hot sauce this week. Let's go into hot sauce instead of around the world. We're going to do hot sauce. Would you bring your dad to your bachelor party? Did you? And is it normal?
Pops to the bachelor party. No, I didn't bring him. I didn't even have a bachelor party.
Really?
No.
No.
No. I don't have many friends that like me like that, that want to take me somewhere and throw a bachelor party for me. I mean, it's all good, though. But no, I wouldn't bring my father to the bachelor party because I would be scared of what he might say.
Or see.
Inadvertently. Because I know what he would see. I don't know. If I did bring him, though, I maybe have to slide some, like, an Ambien into his soda, his water. Right?
Everybody on Facebook, we're back.
And
we're back, Facebook, by the way. We're back live.
Facebook? Sorry about
we're
that.
We're back.
Yeah, I would slide a little. I would crush up an Ambien and slide in his water and so he could go to sleep. And he wouldn't remember anything. All he would know is he had a good time.
Would you? Come on, that's your question, man.
Ooh, man. Maybe. I wouldn't see too much harm, but like Big Shot said, I mean, I don't want to be judged that night either. Depending on what I might, I won't do anything. I won't do anything.
Boy, I raised you better than
yeah,
that, boy.
Yeah, yes.
I can't believe.
Yeah. Man,
back in my day, we didn't do X, Y, and Z.
See, now in that case, no. No, he can't come. He can't
and
come.
I mean, I don't mean nothing disgusting or nasty or, you know, that would violate the code of the marriage or anything, but just, you know, you having fun. You know,
it's kind of you.
The strippers are in there.
Yeah, with your boys, you know.
The bottles are being
popped.
Well, the reason I ask is because the day on Mike and Mike, you know, Golic Jr. or Jake brought his dad with him to New Orleans for his bachelor party. Or they were having a bachelor party in New Orleans together. I didn't bring my dad. Well, first of all, my biological dad was not here, so I couldn't bring him. That's a little bit impossible. But my stepdad, I never thought about bringing my stepdad there. That's my boys. That's, you know, my friends. I ain't bringing my, that's just, I don't know. Some parents are that cool with their parents, though. I mean, I get it. I respect it. I wouldn't bring, it's not my thing, though.
Like, it's enough. I'm bringing you to the wedding. You're going to.
Yeah.
Was he not your best man?
No, he wasn't my best man either. I had to rent a best man. I called 1-800-RENT-ME-A-BEST-MAN, and they sent somebody right over for me, man. It was awesome.
Mine's my best friend, Roland. Ro, shout out, because I know you're watching. You always do out while you're working at Lowe's, you know, enjoy your day. So, you know, but no, my father was there, but I, you know, I ain't doing that, though. Anyway, I wanted to talk about that. And the volume's actually turned down on that one, so I don't know.
It may be.
Oh, it's that one. Hit the mute on that one. It should be to the far left. All right, let's get into the rest of Hot Sauce. Warriors' Kevin Durant, at least to the end of the season, could return to the playoffs. Probably second round is what they're saying. MCL sprain. Warriors signed Matt Barnes and released Jose Calderon, who they signed for one day. First of all, what does this mean for the Warriors, and are they still the favorites in the West?
What does it mean? Nothing. It means absolutely nothing.
Yeah, they...
Isn't Steph Curry still on this team?
Klay Thompson, Draymond Green.
Didn't this team win 73 games without...
Yep.
Kevin Durant last year, I think they'll be fine.
A championship.
Will they still come out the West? More than likely.
Yeah. I just see the Spurs really standing in their way, but I think they still come out the
Spurs
West.
Spurs don't have enough, man. They don't have enough offense.
Yeah, about it, the thing I do like about the Spurs, they do dictate pace. That's what I like about them. They dictate a lot of pace. I think they'll probably give Cleveland more problems than Golden State would, honestly. That might be a team Cleveland don't want to see.
Who?
San Antonio.
Okay. So y'all think it doesn't change their game plan whatsoever?
Not at all.
Not really, no.
You two are out of your mind. All right, listen. They lost their best defender. Kevin Durant's their best defender at the rim, right? Who's on chop? And you signed Matt Barnes, who's what, 6'5"?
Matt Barnes, 6'8". Isn't JaVale McGee on that team?
JaVale McGee. We're going to hope and pray that JaVale McGee can be a center.
Who's got a 22.9 PER rating right now. Top 20 center. Plus, minus. JaVale McGee is putting in work for the Minnesota.
That is how bad the NBA is at center position. With JaVale McGee is one of the top 25 centers in the league.
In front of some guys, Frank Kaminsky, he's in front of him. He's in front of Andre Drummond. Hello. He's in front of Hassan Whiteside, max contract guy. So, there are some centers he's better than.
This is not the same Warriors team from last year, though. This is a different team. They don't have that depth anymore that they had.
They went to strength and starters, and their strength and starters is still strong. Isn't Andre Iguodala still on that bench?
But he's not going to be a starter.
Isn't Sean still on that
bench? Your starter's going to be Matt Barnes.
Matt Barnes is still a good player.
I'm going to tell you, when they play the Grizzlies and they play Gasol and Randolph, they're going to get crushed. By the way, don't forget, they got beat twice already this year by the Grizzlies with Kevin Durant. What do you think they're going to do without him?
Regular season means
I think Golden State will be all right. I don't think Matt Barnes will be starting. I heard today on NBA TV they said some name I never heard.
Kevin Looney?
I think
not. Looney. They ain't starting Looney. I heard yesterday it would be Matt Barnes is going to try to be start because they don't want to start Iggy.
Right.
Because they need to keep him come off the
bench.
Right, right. But they also got Looney. They got another young guy they could start. I don't see it, man. I mean, it's like losing your best shot blocker. I told you when Kevin Durant went to Golden State, it didn't make sense because you had four jump shooting people. Draymond Green doesn't back people down low and shoot inside. Klay Thompson, oh my gosh, have you guys ever seen him shoot down low?
He doesn't have to.
No, but at some point in a game, you don't have to take somebody down low and score. Like LeBron does or somebody else. You can't shoot jump shots all the time.
That's all this saying.
Steph Curry went 0 for 11 like this week. And they lost to the Wizards.
The Wizards are playing good basketball.
I know. That's what I'm saying, though. There's some good teams I can see sneak up. If Houston, you know, I think it's probably the most dangerous team to beat them, the way they shoot the ball, and they can take people down low if they need to. And I just, you know, I think San Antonio could be a threat. I think San Antonio could win the one seed now.
See, I don't.
They think still got two games against them. To play.
I don't think San Antonio is going to get the one seed, though. I think Golden State will still maintain the number one seed.
They may. I mean, just because I think their schedule was pretty soft the rest of the way.
And they're what, five games up? Four games up?
Four.
Four. Okay.
But they played them twice, so San Antonio's got to win those two games,
right,
though.
Right.
To even have a chance. I think Golden State is in trouble.
Y'all are sleeping on the moxie of that team. That team has been the back-to-back finals. Kevin Durant coming great, but they were already a championship team.
But they lost a lot.
Good point.
I mean, a lot.
Good point.
Say what you want about Bogut, and then I didn't know this guy even had a nickname, the Black Falcon. I didn't realize that was his nickname until yesterday. Harrison Barnes.
Oh, Harrison Barnes.
So, you know, he went to Dallas, who actually is playing pretty well if you haven't seen him lately in Dallas. But he was big for them last year in games. Now, not postseason as big. And I'm not saying they won't come out of the West. I just think they could lose. I could see them losing the first round to somebody like Memphis, who has size, or one of those other teams. I could see that. I'm not saying they won't. They may, but what if Steph, you know, is he going to be – he's taking a lot of shots this year, too. People are not letting him come clean off of shots.
Mm-hmm.
They're putting bodies on him.
But we know Steph is going to keep shooting, and he's going to eventually make more than he misses. They will be okay.
All right, we'll see.
And they said Kevin Durant will be back.
Not until – they probably won't bring him back until the second round of the playoffs if they get
that
far.
They won't need him. Who they going to play in the first round? Portland? Utah?
The Nuggets? Size? I'm just saying.
The Nuggets may win two games.
New Orleans?
Please.
And by the way, 0-3, 0-3 since we talked about that last week.
Right. Because
they had to go 15-10, I think that was the record.
But they're a year away anyway. Because they got to add more talent.
Right,
it's so bad.
Mm-hmm.
The Nuggets have been sliding lately. The Portland can't handle Golden State. Denver can't handle Golden State. Come on now.
I don't think they could, but I'm just saying, if a team that is bigger and can beat them up, I could see them losing to them. And San Antonio, people sleep on San Antonio this year. Go ahead.
I'm not sleeping on San Antonio. My favorite player plays for San Antonio.
Who's your favorite player?
It's the Kawhi Leonard.
Me too. Mine too.
I'm a Kawhi Leonard fan,
I'm a huge Kawhi Leonard
fan. We all know LeBron. Much respect to the King. One of the greatest of all time, but Kawhi Leonard, that's my guy, man. Just goes out there, kicks everybody's ass. And is quiet about it.
I call him the second best player in the league. That's just my opinion on him.
I tell people all the time, you know, that team is so good because they keep getting the young players to play better.
Right.
Look at Murray, the point guard they got now. He's averaging more than Tony Parker, and nobody's saying a thing about it.
I like that.
Deontay Murray. Got the other shooter we talked about before on this show. I can't remember the young kid's name, the small forward.
Yeah, I know you talk about.
That comes off the bench. They have some young guys bring along.
The Simmons kid.
Yeah, that brings
that athleticism in. Because that's what they need. That's what they're lacking. They need athleticism, especially on that wing.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, we'll talk some more about the Warriors later, of course. Jets release cornerback Darrelle Revis amid robbery and assault charges. Is Revis done?
Revis Island is done.
And according to Stephen A. Smith from the sources, he's heard as been, close with the Jets. Like, he doesn't want to play ball. If he doesn't want to play ball, he's done.
Yeah, his heart. Yeah, you could tell his heart wasn't into it at all. He wasn't into playing at all this year. Actually, the last 2 years. But as far as shutdown corner, elite corner league, no, that's over with. Can he have like a Charles Woodson type?
What
that type play on another on a championship contending team?
Well, I was talking to somebody yesterday about him moving to safety. And
that's what I'm thinking.
You know, and if he wants to play ball, that's one thing. If he doesn't, then no. But if he does want to play ball, why don't the Panthers take a shot for a year at a discount?
The man has 4 felony charges right now. You better just leave Revis alone.
And I don't know the whole story that happened, but wasn't this the same thing that happened where the fan asked him for autograph,
mm-hmm.
and he said no,
right?
And I guess he hit them because they wouldn't leave him alone. I don't know the whole story.
Know the story.
Toss their phone when I'm here.
At 4 felony charges, and you know the NFL suspends. So
that's true.
No, we don't need that.
All right.
No drama.
Joe Mixon and Chad Kelly were not invited to the draft combine. Is the NFL to do this right to do this? And do they have a right to do this?
I heard about the Joe Mixon situation, obviously, but what's going on with the Chad Kelly?
He wasn't invited because he's been in trouble off the field. Like he went to a bar and back in high school
and got
and he
in a
came
fight.
Out. Well, he told him, he said, I'm going to go out to my car and get my AK, and I'll be back and spray this place.
Whoa.
That's what he did. And then he got into a fight, you know, with a high school, at a high school
at
football
his
game.
His old high school.
Yeah.
I think his brother plays there or something, and he was there.
It's Jim Kelly's nephew, right?
Being silly.
I don't think so.
Yeah. When you get a chance, I think that's Jim Kelly's nephew.
Wow. Well, if it is, oh well. I mean, it's the NFL. It's about the Shield.
Oh, he is. He's a nephew of Jim Kelly.
Yeah. It is about the Shield. They want the combine to be about the 40 times, the bench presses, who looks like a sterling first-round prospect pick that's going to change your franchise. They want you to be excited about that. They don't want you to ask Joe Mixon 1,000 questions about, why'd you hit that girl? What made you hit that girl? Why'd you hit that girl so hard? Why'd you slam that girl's face against the table? They didn't want that. So leave Joe Mixon at home. And he will get drafted. Like, the thing with Ray Rice is Ray Rice was done. He was averaging less than 3 yards per carry in his final season before, you know, he slugged his wife. Joe Mixon is a young.
With or without that, he was done. Ray Rice was done either way. I think Ray was done either way, right?
Joe Mixon is a young stud running back. And the best place for him to go is New England.
Who? Joe Mixon?
Yeah. In the third, fourth round. Go to New England. Because New England can take on anything.
Yep.
Look at all that's been thrown at New England. And all they do is continue to win Super Bowls.
So you think NFL do they have the right?
Absolutely. It's their event.
It's their job. I mean,
it's
their
event.
If you're doing an interview, somewhere, that job has the right to say no, right?
Absolutely.
So, I mean, I get it. And these guys don't have their pro days anyway.
Exactly.
But I think they should be there. I think they should be there to answer those questions.
And I mean,
you know, what are you doing now to help you with these things you have?
And it would be different if Joe Mixon was one of the top 3 running backs we're looking at. Right. But we got Leonard Fournette. We got Dalvin Cook. We got Christian McCaffrey there. That's all we really need to see. We want to see those 3 guys. The rest of them aren't projected as first-round picks.
But if they were actually there, I mean, because Joe Mixon, a lot of people says he's a first-round talent, but because of what happened, the video and stuff, he's not going in the first round. He might not go second or third. He might not even get drafted at this point. But they say the talent is there. So,
Scouts do their homework. You don't need to see him at the combine. The combine means nothing. It's just fun stuff to talk about.
It's watch Rich Eisen's 40 time.
Yeah.
Over under 7 seconds this year.
Under.
Under seven?
Under seven seconds? It's been going down every year.
Really?
Yeah.
I think they start the clock a little later for Rich Eisen. Let him get like 3 steps.
He looks in better shape, man. I think he goes a
Rich Eisen, big ups to Rich Eisen. Yeah. Go out there and run the 40 every year. And Rich Eisen's got to be pushing about 60.
Love the cause, too. Love the cause. Definitely love the cause.
No, and that's the reason I love doing it. I think he'll go blue. Going to the next thing real fast, Shaq and JaVale McGee. Mm.
That happened actually after the show last week. I couldn't wait to talk about this today.
So, in case you don't know, Shaq and JaVale had a feud, which I still can't believe I'm saying JaVale McGee's name on this show because this is just sad.
He's going to give them good minutes in the playoffs. You watch.
Good minutes on the bench?
No, he's
dude, I'm going to tell you, he's going to get crushed. He is going to get crushed.
He is not.
He is.
He's every bit 7 feet athletic.
Athletic, yeah.
Athletic.
Super athletic.
This is where this JaVale McGee should go. You know where that Y is down in Sacramento, San Jose area? That's where he should be playing.
He doesn't have to play there. When he's
JaVale McGee, man.
6 points, 3 rebounds in 9 minutes, a 22.9 PER rating.
PPR? So PER, what?
That's player efficiency
okay,
rating.
Okay.
That's a you know very what that good means? Player that efficiency mean, rating.
Oh, my gosh.
That means he's very,
we're down
very
to PPR. Are you doing the QBRs the as well? Are you judging QBRs as well this week?
QBRs as well. But
oh, my gosh.
PER is important.
Are you, okay, if we go off QBR, that means we take Kirk Cousins over Cam Newton.
Why not?
You taking Cousins over Cam?
If we ain't got to pay Cousins like the Redskins aren't, we?
No. It was a question. There was no ifs, ands, and buts.
It depends on who my offensive coordinator is.
Oh, my gosh.
And right now, Mike Shula just ain't the guy.
All right. Anyway, Shaquille and JaVale had a little feud, and now because he puts him on Shaq and a Fool. He should be. He's the poster boy of Shaq and a Fool.
So the point is, who was right? You got Shaq or you got JaVale
and
McGee?
Now the moms are involved in it. So they're trying to get it squashed. I'll go this way real fast. I get what Shaq is doing because, listen, you're a dummy. We don't put you on the dummy list. Yeah. We are. I don't care who you are.
Don't do dummy stuff. You won't get on the dummy list.
So don't go to – I have a problem with Golden State going to TNT and telling them – to stop putting him on the list. This is what Shaquille gets paid to do.
And the thing about it is, don't be mad at Shaq either. Be mad at TNT. Be mad at the editing crew at TNT that put this stuff together.
It wasn't even a Shaqting the Fool episode. Shaq brought back highlights from years ago, put it in like this whole video clip, and did like a 2.5-3 minute rant on old stuff that's happened to JaVale McGee. It's like, dude.
Guess what?
Something this year. Why
Guess
you gotta
what?
Go back to 4 years ago?
Guess what?
You know what?
JaVale McGee was just like, dude, do you go to sleep and have dreams about me? Mike, get my out your mouth.
And he's played.
What he tweeted to
He's
him.
Actually played well this year, and he's had a couple actually on Golden State, too. A couple of Shaq to the Fool moves.
And he's been on the Shaq in the episode when he does
and
it.
My only thing with JaVale, it's like, it's great that you stood up for yourself, cool, but it took you 5 damn years to do it.
I mean, the beef originally started because they had JaVale McGee on the show, and Shaq was laughing. Oh, ha, 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 it's your big brother, Shaquille. You know, we be just having fun and stuff. And JaVale was like, you know, I don't take into consideration that Shaq and the Coon show that much. And, you know, Shaq took it a certain way. He didn't like that. And so he was, you know, directing stuff directly at JaVale McGee.
Okay.
He needs to leave JaVale alone. JaVale is playing well.
Oh, my gosh.
Why you got to do a whole 3 minute
Are you serious?
Video compilation
this guy,
where he's Dr. Strange and it's JaVale McGee having mistakes? Why he got to go there on JaVale McGee?
All right. So JaVale McGee, who's playing good, you say, 55 games. He started 10. We're talking about a guy that plays 9.5 minutes per game.
That's almost a full quarter.
We're talking about 9.5 minutes a game, guy. That's what we're talking about. Really? Yeah, he shouldn't be on Shaq and a Fool. He ought to be on the sideline. That's where he usually is.
Because today's NBA, there's not a lot of teams with big 7 foot centers.
There's
a team with
six
it,
points a game. Six.
He's not there to score.
Hold on. He gets 3 point rebounds a game. 3.1
in nine,
really?
In
9 minutes. In 9 minutes.
Then play him more. Obviously, he's not that good because I'm just saying.
Golden State plays spread the floor.
I think those minutes go up in the playoffs. the further they go in the playoffs.
Depending on matchups.
On matchups, right.
And if they do, they will get crushed when he's out there. I bet you $100 they get crushed.
No way.
With him out there.
22.9 PER is real.
Stay out.
That is real.
I just want our listeners to understand this is the same guy that says Roy Hibbert was going to be a difference maker for the Hornets. He is. Guess where he's at now? Denver.
Game one.
For a second round pick.
Game one, he was a difference maker. He got hurt in game one.
We're talking about JaVale McGee.
Who is playing really well, man.
And really well is not 6 points a game and 9.5 minutes. It's
for
not
what
really
he
well.
Is asked to do, he is playing
but,
really well.
But as far as this beef goes, I'm glad it's over. It was silly.
No,
it went too far.
No, when you take
Shaq
it personal,
was wrong.
Shaq was not wrong.
Shaq
JaVale
was
McKee,
wrong.
No, JaVale McKee was wrong. The Golden State Warriors is wrong. Mark Cuban is wrong. And that's another thing, going to Bleacher Report and telling them to take down something they said about Dirk Nowitzki. Yes, he did. Come on, man. Grow some balls and
he
stop
did.
Acting the
so
way you
know what? I'm kind of glad in a way TNT stepped in because doesn't TNT cover the Western Conference Finals this year?
Yes, but so
I would hate. I mean, hey, you just never know, man.
It's Shaq in the Fool. It's a segment that we do on a show.
But you know,
a different type.
And you know, this is a sensitive NBA-ish.
That's what I'm saying, though. Stop being so sensitive. Oh my God!
It is a form of
bullying. They could be in Golden State. You know,
Shaq has been a bully.
He's not been a bully. He is not being a bully. He is doing a segment.
They're going to smack the S out of them.
Shaq was wrong about. No, Shaq was wrong for that.
No. When you're taking that personal,
you know it.
Shaq was not wrong.
Imagine if that was your son. Shaq was talking to like that, trying to disrespect like that in front of millions of people.
Are you serious?
On television.
You're defending JaVale McGee, but
honestly, Shaq was wrong for that. But I kind of take Shaq's side in this situation.
If you are taking stuff
Shout
personal,
out JaVale McGee,
JaVale McGee, go to the local YMCA. That's where your butt should be playing.
You hear these bullies over here?
I'm not bullying. I'm
these
just speaking the
bullies.
Truth.
JaVale, you were right, man.
If we spend a whole show on that guy, we are ruined. The sports world is upside down. JaVale McGee is at the top because of some beef. Are you serious? A guy that plays 9 minutes a game. I don't care how good he plays in 9 minutes. We're talking about a guy that plays 9 minutes a game.
Come on, man. He was bullied just like Remy
he
Ma
was not
bullied Nicki Minaj.
Oh, my gosh. Listen, the only thing I will say is Shaq. The only thing is Shaq shouldn't took it personal.
Right.
And JaVale McGee shouldn't took it personal. Y'all are grown men, all right? Grown men. Stop it.
Thank you, Twitter.
When the mama got involved, that's
and
when I said, okay.
Mama's got involved,
I was like, okay, this is stupid.
But stop taking these skits personal. Hey, we do it. It's fun. JaVale McGee, you hate me doing it. Hey, so what, man? That's
JaVale, you're right, man.
JaVale, you're a sucker. No, you ain't a sucker. You just need to play at the Y.
Sports
anyway,
is life, baby.
That's the end of the first segment. Come back. We'll talk about some ACC basketball. We got tournament coming up next week. We got Duke and Carolina, Dummies of the Week. JaVale, you might be on that one. No, just
stop
kidding.
That.
I'll stop it. All right, you're listening to BSS Carolinas.